Blackstone presents This Wretched Valley by Jenny Kiefer. This book is read by Megan Tusing. To R, R, and R. America is not a young land. It is old and dirty and evil. Before the settlers, before the Indians, the evil is there, waiting. William S. Burroughs, Naked Lunch, 1959. October 2019. What baffled them was the skeleton. The other bodies were weird, but they couldn't figure out the fucking skeleton. Just bones. No soft tissue. Not one scrap of skin left. No sinews, no rotting brain. No nothing. The bones were arranged together, each one of the 206 in its place. A kneecap hidden by new fall leaves. Had the group resorted to cannibalism? It was one of the early guesses. But even that did not seem to fit. The bones wouldn't be so clean, arranged perfectly, as if they belonged to a knocked-over classroom display, sans bolts. There were no scorch marks, no scratches, or other signs of instruments. And surely any form of cannibalism that left such a pristine skeleton behind would have required at the very least a blade to peel the flesh. And besides, the group had been experienced hikers. The coroners and first responders could make guesses about the state of the other bodies. Animals, perhaps, though they had not observed wildlife in the area, had not even heard the flap of wings overhead or the crunching of leaves beneath a swift mammal's paw. But this fucking set of bones. It was wrong to move them, the investigators thought, even as they placed them into the evidence bags, each bone lifting away like gravel, no tendons or fat to hold them together. Like putting a complicated puzzle back in the box after hours spent piecing the cardboard together. Was the skeleton from a decades-old death? Some hunter who shot himself in the woods. That had been the second guess. That the dried bones belonged to another of the numerous missing persons from the surrounding area. But dental records confirmed that the immaculate set of bones belonged to Sylvia Burnett, a graduate student studying native plants and geology at the University of Kentucky. She'd been part of a research trip with another student, Clay Foster, and two climbers. She had last been seen at a diner in Livingston, Kentucky, 7 months prior with the other two hikers, whose bodies they'd found, both bizarrely well-preserved.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?